Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 416, the first and the third stanza. As the heart about to falter in its trembling agony, panted for the brooks of water, so my soul doth pant for thee and what follows. Psalter 416, the first and the third stanza. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35. First, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these, that ye have one to another as ye walk, and are said, and the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulcher. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulcher, and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. Thus far the scripture reading. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Lord, we have heard out of thy holy word of wonderful things on the day of the resurrection. Then in the early morning hour, then thou hast appeared to a few of thy children, those women, those seeking women, with a heart full of love, with their spices. Thou hast appeared unto more. But in that evening hour, there was still a people. They have heard wonderful things, but they have not yet received a visit of thee. There were those that were truly troubled. Thou knowest most perfectly how it is with each and every one in this day. Lord, for those who do not need a visit, for those that do not desire a visit, well, thou look them up in mercy, and that in this evening by thy Spirit, they may be uncovered, and they may be given to see their wretched and their dangerous condition. That one thing needful, that they need to be forgiven, and that they need to be reconciled. Thou hast promised that as long as the sun and the moon endure, that thou shalt work from generation to generation, ah Lord. May it please thee to grant a rich springtime in thy church, thy great numbers among young and old, that they may be wrought upon. And Lord, when there are those seeking souls in this evening who have begged, who have cried, who have desired a special visit, a special word, a special revelation, who have come up to thy house, with a begging, that in this evening hour, 'tis late in the day, but that thou may be a surprising God, and that their cup may be given to overflow, and that they may be given to rejoice in thee, that they may hear their name, and that the scriptures may be opened concerning the work of thy dear Son, the full satisfaction, and not only for others, but also for me. Ah, Lord, thou hast promised to never forsake the work of thine own hands. Wilt thou grant those further leadings? May there be no true resting outside of the finished work of thy dear Son and the application thereof. Ah, those disciples, they have learned much, but on the evening of the resurrection, then they were given to see, given to understand, and given to believe in the priestly office of thy dear Son, that thereby the price was paid. Lord, do bless the manifold means of grace in the church. We may thank thee that in the past week, that another catechism season may come to an end, then thou hast helped the instructors. The seed of thy word has been sown. Thou knowest where and how it has fallen. May it has been used for the welfare, the eternal welfare of our youth, and may that word also follow them in the months to come. We commend unto thee the confession of faith class, when tomorrow evening they hope to meet with the consistory. Oh, do grant unto each and every one of them sincerity and a brightness of heart. Wilt thou help them and impress upon all their hearts the privileges, but also the great responsibility and the need by thy grace, by the work of thy Spirit, to be a living member of the living church of the resurrected King. Wilt thou remember the family circles? Wilt thou bless the labors and our Christian school? Lord, we commend unto thee thy church, the established churches. Wilt thou remember all thy truly called servants, elders and deacons? Do remember the student, and may the numbers be increased, and grant also more teachers for our Christian schools. Uphold the persecuted church. Take the veil off the Jewish nation. Remember all mission work, also our mission field, thy servants, the team, and remember the family who hopes to be sent out in the future, that the mountains may be made a plain. Wilt thou remember all the temporal needs? Do provide for the daily bread in the midst of the family circles. when the farmers hope to go to the fields, may it be with an eye upon thee, because thou must give the blessing. Wilt thou bless our labors wherever we are called to be, the sick and the afflicted, the young father in the hospital. Oh, do continue to remember him, healing and strengthening, the calling sanctified. Remember the father who was scheduled for knee surgery toward the end of this week. Wilt thou go with him, guide the hands of the physician. May the means be blessed, and may this affliction be used for the profit of a soul. Wilt thou remember him together with his wife and family circle? Do remember all those that have difficulties of the body, also difficulties of the mind, at times distressed and overwhelmed. May they be given to do as the psalmist, to lay it all before thee, and to humbly ask thee if it may please thee, that there may be means which may be blessed, and above all the calling sanctified. Do remember the crosses and the burdens. Remember the family circles may love abound. When it is different, when it is waxing cold, wilt thou grant a turning unto thee and unto thy word. What has been separated, bring it together. Wilt thou remember all widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other dear ones to the cemetery. Do remember all the elderly ones and the evening of their life. We commend unto thee our poor nation, also our province, where in the coming month elections have been planned. May that need be sorely felt, and may there be prayer for the same, that thou givest us not over completely over to the foolishness of our hearts. We have departed so far from thee and from thy institutions, but, O Lord, wilt thou grant in the midst of thy church a turning unto thee, a repentance, a turning from our evil and worldly ways, and a crying unto thee for thy wonderful works of grace. Wilt thou so graciously remember and help us in this evening hour, in speaking and in listening. Oh, do go from bench to bench and from heart to heart, and also in this evening from dwelling to dwelling, and may the prayers be multiplied, that thy word may be opened, and that our hearts may be opened, and that with a deep and an abiding impression, that there is no worthiness from our side, where our sins, they are great and manifold. We are such an unthankful people, where we are a people that have so much above most of the inhabitants upon the earth. We may still hear of that one thing needful, O Lord. May it then be accompanied by the loving and by the powerful work of thy Holy Spirit, that in this evening hour of this special day, that we do not remain untouched and unmoved, but that our hearts may not only begin to melt, but that they may also be renewed. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory, that thy kingdom may come. Wilt thou pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 212, the 6 stanzas. I thought upon the days of old, the years departed long. I held communion with my heart, by night recalled my song. And what follows, Psalter 212, the six stanzas. in this evening hour, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for the portion of Scripture which you can find in Luke 24, the verses 13 through 35. And this evening we shall read the verses 17, 18, and 19. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these, that ye have one to another as ye walk, and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word, before God and all the people. This portion of Scripture speaks of the risen Christ's appearance unto the men of Emmaus, who, with five thoughts, in the first place, were conversing about Christ. Secondly, were interviewed by Christ. Thirdly, were taught by Christ. Fourthly, who constrained Christ. And fifthly, received a revelation of Christ. The risen Christ appearance unto the men of Emmaus, who first were conversing about Christ, as we read in the verses 13 through 16. Second, were interviewed by Christ, the verses 17 through 24. Third, were taught by Christ, in the verses 25 through 27. Fourth, who constrained Christ, in the verses 28 and 29. And fifth, received a revelation of Christ, the verses 30 through 35. Thus first, the travelers of Emmaus, who were conversing about Christ. Beloved congregation, we read in our text words in this portion of Scripture, and behold. That word and, that refers to what has already taken place in the midst of the church, because Christ did not appear unto one unconverted one, but only to his true people. And then we read, behold, that calls us to pay special attention. And congregation, what a blessing it is when by the grace of God we may be included in that church. And that is from the smallest one to the oldest one. Because in the kingdom of heaven, there are babes, there are children, There are young men, and we read in the scriptures of fathers in grace. Then it is so indispensable that we are born by the Spirit of God, and that we become new creatures with new desires, with new longings, exercises concerning our soul, exercises concerning the coming of His kingdom, and exercises concerning His glory. And now on the day of the resurrection, and our text words, then it has become mid-afternoon, because these two travelers, they were traveling to the town of Emmaus, 60 furlongs, approximately 11 kilometers, and when they have arrived, we read in verse 29 that they have constrained Jesus, for the day was far spent. It was toward the evening. And now in mid-afternoon, there were privileged souls among that company. They were the women that have come early to the grave with their spices, and they were rewarded, not of merit, but of grace. It has been fulfilled what they read in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. With a heart full of love, it is true, their knowledge needed to be increased. Nevertheless, drawn by the resurrected Christ. And then what wonderful things Mary Magdalene has experienced, and also the women have beheld them, and they have told the company that was gathered together. But in mid-afternoon, there were still those. They have heard the tidings. They could not take it over. Women more emotional. And it seemed to be so impossible. And to that end, the church gathered together. Different conditions. Oh, but Thomas, easily discouraged and downcast. Peter, we can understand how that look of love, how that has never left Peter upon the denial of his master, and oh, it is true. Peter was given to weep bitterly, but Peter must also learn that with his weeping, that matters were not settled between the master and himself. The apostle John, caring for Mary, the mother's heart was pierced when she was given to behold her firstborn son hanging on the cross. Thus, there were still many that still had so many questions and so many riddles. Ah, for the women and for Mary, they have seen him whom their soul loved. They have received the visit, have received the command, were encouraged. And how is it now with us, congregation? Can we place ourselves someplace among that company? or still excluded, unconverted, I hope still troubled at times. Oh, the risen Christ, He is still gathering His church. And the means appointed to that end, that is the Word of God. Thus, place yourself faithfully under the means of grace. Never leave your place unlawfully empty in the house of God. But now concerning that company, were there a few women amongst us in this day? Similar desires, experiences, that you have begged the Lord earnestly, that on this special day, that you may receive a visit, that the King may speak a word, grant instruction concerning the way of salvation, and to hear your name mentioned. It's for Mary. She has heard it from her master that he has mentioned her name. Maybe a few souls. Oh, that do not dare to place themselves, because the true people of God, they do not have such high thoughts of themselves. Nevertheless, they know of those desires. They know of their busyness with gathering those spices. Think of Mary with that little bottle of ointment. Has worked many a day to fill that little bottle, and earnestly desiring the opportunity that she may anoint her master. But then it can be, because the day already is far spent. 'Tis already evening. Maybe a few souls that are discouraged. The Passion season, Good Friday, Easter, exercises, hope enlivened, those desires for the things of the Lord, and now Easter, and already evening, and no visit. And yet, in God's house, why do you not give it up? Then souls shall tell me that they cannot do. The church shall learn that they live not off of them holding unto the Lord, but that the Lord holds unto them by the resurrected Lord, also necessary to learn. But then it can be in this evening hour, no answer yet has found relief. And such a people we find in our text, because the true child of God, they need to be kept all the way. Oh, those everlasting arms, they need to be instructed. And now when that company, when we read of these two men that went back to Emmaus, then it already declares much. And that they have left the company that was gathered together, the disciples, the women, and also the broader company disbelieved that these two travelers to Emmaus, the general thought of commentators, that they belong to the 70 whom Christ has sent out in Luke 10 to preach the word and to heal the sick and to cast out devils. And now we read in this word, and behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus. It is not perfectly clear where that place was, but about a distance of 11 kilometers, and then surely the way back, that was traveled quicker than the way to Emmaus. And now concerning these two travelers to Emmaus, one was called Cleopas. We also read of a Cleopas in John 19, verse 25, that he was the husband of the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. But it is not declared whether he was the same man, and not so important. Thus one of those two was named, and the other was not named. And now the Lord has a people upon the earth, a people with no name. Do you know who they are? Oh, the unconverted. They have a name. Without God, without Christ, and without hope in the world. Oh, may you be given to beg for that one thing needful, because young and old, we are traveling to eternity, and the wonderful things of grace, they need to be learned and experienced here in the time, because the Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place. But now who are they now? A people without a name. That is a people who have been drawn out of the world. And whether it is the world of evil, may we not go into the world, or the world of self-righteousness. But that is a people that have been drawn by the cords of love. And to that end, a desire and a love for the Lord, for his word, for his law, for his day, for his institutions, and for his people. That is a people that find their life at times out of the word of God, that there are times that they may be included, but they are souls that have many questions and many riddles and many perplexities, that they do not dare to call themselves. Oh, not that the people have no hope. When the Lord comes over and they may experience his love, his instruction, the wonderful things of the Lord, because in the moment of regeneration, then the Lord grants faith, hope, and love. But that people, they have so many perplexities, that is what we find in God's word. Also, these travelers to Emmaus, They had many riddles and many questions, which they could not answer. Thus, a people without a name, they do not belong to the world. That can be seen also by the family circle and by the church. Oh, they perhaps give them a name, but for the people themselves, then they are so timid. Think of a Ruth on the fields of Boaz in Ruth 2. Then she is said that she was a handmaiden, but not like one of those other handmaidens. Thus a Cleopas and the other one not named, but they were united. Psalm 119, verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of those that love thy precepts. And behold, two men in the afternoon hour, they have left the company of the church. Undoubtedly, Thomas is also left, but also the two travelers, they were traveling to Emmaus. It seemed that their hope was nailed on the cross, and their faith has suffered shipwreck. They have heard the testimony of the women, but could not take it over. Seem they have deceived themselves, the true people of God. They are given to examine their hearts oftentimes, whether it is true and right. Because that people, they feel the weight of their never-dying soul, and a mistake in this respect is an eternal mistake. And now those travelers of Emmaus, and that is wonderful, and that is the upholding work of the Lord, it is true. They have left the company of saints in the afternoon hour, but we read, and they talk together of all these things which had happened. That is remarkable. Two men, maybe they thought, we belong not with that company. Humility. A blessed place to be. And 'tis not all written in God's word, but it is possible that among that company, and that is needful for the true child of God, that each time by renewal, that they come in their guilt, because those men of Emmaus, very early in the morning, they were not seeking, it is true, those women were mistaken, but nevertheless, what a love was revealed in the life of Mary Magdalene and in the wife of those women, but now so remarkable that those two travelers to Emmaus, that they were speaking together, also a privilege. Because oftentimes the child of God, when they come in the depths and the impossibilities, then they exclude themselves, a desire to be by themselves in a lonely place where they may open the scriptures where they may freely pour out their heart, weep those tears, and give unto beg the Lord. Was Psalm 86, verse 17, for a token of good. And Psalm 106, verse 4, remember me with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people. For those travelers of Emmaus, oh, how they must have spoken, O Cleophas. What blessed times we have had when we are under his ministry, when we have clung to his words, when they have entered into our heart, when we have seen his miracles and his wonders. Oh, Cleopas, do you now remember that time? Does believe they belong to the 70 that we were sent out to preach and to heal? And what wonders were done, but O Cleopas, it has become evident that with an office we cannot appear before the Lord, that even with an office we can be so mistaken. Oh, for those two men, they have hoped, they have expected, how they have rejoiced when Jesus has entered into Jerusalem, and when they with the multitude that they were given to sing, Hosanna to the highest, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. But it is one so different than what they have expected, and they talk together of all these things which had happened. Jesus arrested. He did not resist. Judged by Pontius Pilate, taken to the cross. They never thought it could happen, but he has given up the ghost and he was buried. It's come to an end. Job, in Job 17 verse 11, has said, my days are past, my purposes are broken off, even the thoughts of my heart. And we read in Proverbs 13 verse 12, hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is as a tree of life. And now to travelers on the way to Emmaus, discouraged, disappointed, questions, riddles, all, let us then go to those travelers for a moment and ask those travelers a question. Travelers, you have now experienced that everything has come to an end. Your master in the grave, you have hoped that it was the Messiah, the deliverer. But it is now very clear that you have deceived yourself. But now a question, travelers, how come that as you walk to Emmaus, that you are still speaking about these matters? Oh, that is the work of the Lord, that he shall never forsake the work of his own hands. Those two travelers, they had a desire to be alone. They understood each other. They could unburden themselves to each other. They have experienced the same matters. But now we read in this scripture, and it came to pass while they communed together and reasoned, oh, what a reasoning there can be in the life of the true child of God, and that concerning providence. How mysterious the providence of the Lord can be. What difficulties, what trials, what deep ways, that how the church of God is given to examine their experience and lay it beside God's word. Also the experience of the saints in the scriptures, and then what a mysteries there can be. But that also in the way of grace, because also in that respect, then the Lord leads in such unfathomable ways. We read of Rebecca in Genesis 25, verse 22. Isaac and her have prayed together for 20 years for the blessing of children. And then she is conceived. And she was expecting twins. And those twins, they struggled within her. And then she went to inquire of the Lord, why am I thus? Ah, what a questions and what a reasoning there can be for a people that have been drawn by love, hope to become better, holier, and then to experience, to become worse, a greater sinner. Lord, is there a way? What a blessed occupation that they were given to commune together. And then Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Of course, the Lord is everywhere present, and a special presence concerning his people. Christ has purchased them for body and for soul. But now to experience that special presence. Ah, those two travelers to Emmaus. They were alone on that way. But Jesus knew of them that they were overwhelmed. And I read in the epistle to the Corinthians that the Lord will not suffer his people to be tempted above that they are able to bear. Sometimes they think so. And how distressed they can become. But the Lord shall uphold them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. How are we now to understand those words? Of course, when those two travelers, when they have traveled, when they were speaking to one another, when they were pouring out their heart, their distress, disappointed, discouraged, and afraid, deceived, that it was not all with dry eyes. There were many tears. There have been times in history, in the life of the church, that among the hearers, that there were not even so many that sat listening with dry eyes, but that many tears, it is true, many have tried to hide it, that no one could see it, but there were many tears. May the Lord in his mercy, the resurrected King, may he grant such a time amongst us and our children, tears, because of a profound impression of our sinnership, our state, but also tears of that desiring and missing, as we read of Mary in John 20, when she is stood weeping at the grave, but also tears of bewilderment that the Father has given his Son as the Savior for the chiefest of sinners, tears of joy. Thus, we would not think that those travelers, that they have talked about these things in a dry way, but that it was speaking out of their heart, pouring out of the heart. Thus, many tears in their eyes, but when we read, but their eyes were holden that they should not know him. Let us then mention two texts. John the Baptist has said in John 3 verse 27 that a man can receive nothing from heaven except it be given. And in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Our second thought, we're interviewed by Christ. Let us first sing. Psalter 304, the stanzas 2, 3, 4, and 5. His saints delight to search and trace his mighty works and wondrous ways. Majestic glory, boundless grace, and righteousness his works displays. And what follows, Psalter 304, the stanzas 2 through 5. Thank you. Secondly, were interviewed by Christ. When we consider this appearance of the risen Christ to the travelers to Emmaus, then by far it is the most extensive of all the appearances. When we think of the visit of Christ to Simon Peter, it is simply stated that he appeared unto Simon. Then in our text words, then it is fulfilled what the prophet Isaiah has spoken concerning the servant of the Father, that the smoking flax he will not quench, and that the broken reed would be remembered. Do you know what it is, congregation, to be such a broken reed as that woman in Luke 13, where for 18 years that she was bowed down and that she could in no wise straighten out herself? Ah, the church learns the preciousness of the word of grace. Oh, a smoking flax of people that have received the hope, that the experience of the children of God, as they are declared in the word of God, that it is not all strange. They know of times when that fire of zeal and fire of love, that it has burned so brightly. But now for these travelers, they have sat under his prophetical ministry, but now to be a smoking flax with the fear that it shall all come to an end, because for the travelers to Emmaus, their master has been buried, a stone placed in front, and yet, speaking about the things of the Lord. And now we can understand that for the travelers to Emmaus, it seemed that at first they did not even notice that another one has joined their company. It was in the time of spring, the time of the singing of birds. But for the condition of those travelers, it is true, the Lord can use the smallest. The Lord can use the singing of a little bird to grant instruction and to encourage for those smoking flaxes and those broken reeds. But it seems to be implied that they have not noticed, and that they were not so glad that another one had joined their company, because, it is true, their need was great. They were perplexed, but yet they were given to unburden their heart concerning what they have experienced and what they needed. And now we read of Jesus, and he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another? Did Jesus not know? Oh, yes. Jesus knew their need, their love, their distress. But Jesus, as I read in the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance is comely, and thy voice is sweet. We have heard this morning of that mighty man that was awakened out of sleep, one that rejoiced with wine. Oh, of the heaven and desire to visit and to instruct this church. Also the two travelers to Emmaus. And then the question, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another? What would our answer be, congregation? And of course, we need to go through the world. We have our responsibilities. We have our duties. We are called to labor diligently. Thus, also communications concerning those matters. But now the question, what manner of communications are these? Is that all of our communication? The world, business, the dollar, family, or are there also other communications? Oh, it is true. There are those souls, especially when the Lord begins. Then they like to more listen than to speak. To hear how that the Lord converts his people, whether they may hear their life declared, what they have received, and what they miss. Ah, that people are given to communicate more with the Lord. Oh, you find him in secret places, that they are given to unburden their heart, telling the Lord everything, and that they cannot miss him. What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another? I read in Matthew 12, verse 36, that also for our words we must give an account unto the Lord. Every word which we speak. What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another? Also God's people, they can be so still and so silent. Speak of temporal blessings, and that the Lord is not even named. Oh, also concerning their communications, the true child needs the pardoning in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus has added more. What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? Thus it could be seen on those travelers that they were sad. That word sad, we find it 11 times in the Bible. Many different circumstances. And there are many reasons for people to be said. In the Bible, we read, the baker and the butler were sad because they have dreamt a dream, made a profound impression, did not know the meaning. We read of Hannah that she was sad. She desired a child, but one for the Lord. We read of Ahab, King Ahab. He was also sad as a spoiled little child that he did not receive the vineyard of Naboth. We read of Nehemiah when he appeared before the king, his cupbearer, that the king was given to see that he was sad. We also read of the rich young ruler that he went away sad. As a consequence of sin, congregation, there is much sadness upon the earth. And in this evening, then we shall close, the Lord willing, 2 weeks. Perhaps we can continue. We all have been sad. But have we now experienced a spiritual sadness because of our sins, because of a missing, because of mysterious ways and afraid that it is all amiss with everything that we have experienced? What a burden, what a sadness. And yet, if you ask now that people concerning that spiritual sadness, that seeking, and that missing, and that weeping about their sins, if we would now ask those travelers to Emmaus, it is very clear that you were sad, and you were speaking about that sadness. But would you not want to trade it for the shallow joy that the world has? Do you know what those travelers would tell us, boys and girls? They would say that spiritual weeping, that seeking, that sorrow over sin wrought by the work of the Spirit, that maybe they shall not dare to say, but they shall tell us, we have experienced that there is more joy in that spiritual poverty, and the Lord is not a land of outer darkness. Oh, ask a Ruth. It is true, still a widow, but there was such a spiritual joy in that gleaning, and so it is in the life of the church. No, then they say, can be in the life of that true people when that sadness, when that fear, when it becomes so lukewarm, how troubled they can be. Nevertheless, with that seeking and with that mourning, they shall experience that they need what these travelers to Emmaus, what they have received on that further way. Thus let us go home with that question, as we have said this morning, the Lord has a prepared people for a prepared place. And therefore we read that question once more, that we may be given to examine ourselves, and let us remember the promise of the Beatitude in Matthew 5, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk? And are said, amen. Let us close. Lord, we may thank thee for another Lord's Day, and that in so far that it was possible to come up to thy house and to hear what thou hast to say unto us. And then at the end of each Sabbath day, then we need to ask the pardoning of our sins also in thy house, in speaking and in listening. And who was able to extol the resurrected Christ as he ought to be lifted up, here it is only in part. But it is for the joy and for the gladness of thy Zion, when they may be led into the deep things of the Lord. Lord, we make amends in other week. Wilt thou graciously remember the mothers in the home, the mothers with the unborn, all at work, at school, on the way, wherever we are called to be. Wilt thou remember the consistory when they hope to meet in this week. Wilt thou gather with us. Remember us as a people. Pour out thy Holy Spirit in a richer measure upon us and our children. Wilt thou keep from harm and danger. Wilt thou keep from sin and temptation. Take us under thy kind care and protection. And wilt thou also graciously provide on the coming Lord's Day. Bring us now safely to our dwellings. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Psalter 324, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. Teach me, O Lord, thy way of truth. No. My grieving soul revive, O Lord, according to thy word. To thee my ways I have declared, and thou my prayer hast heard. And what follows, 324, the stanzas 1, 2, and 4. receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.